Okay, Bezer Hashem, today what we're going to be doing is Kuf Pei Tes, Si'ifim Yudalid Tesvav, and I hope Tezayin as well. And this is the topic of Akiras HaVestos, how we've been discussing Vestos HaFloga, Vestos Chodesh, Vestos Dilug, and Bezer Hashem today, on this rainy day with our sore throat, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing rain to Eretz Yisrael. Where Bezer Hashem tries to get through some basic parts of the sugya of Akiras Vestos. Okay. Let's Bezer. What we're going to do, our style of shiur will be so different than what we've done previously. You know, last time we spent a lot of time developing the sugya of Yimei Mevucha. Over here, what we're going to do is just go keseder. Keseder in the Shulchan Aruch, with the Shach, the Pesachei Shuvos, and the relative issues that come up. Of course, you saw Baruch Hashem say there's the Beis Yosef, so we're ready to go in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Tes Yudal. Haisa Regila Liros Yom Esrim. Vishinta Liyom Shloshim. So we've gotten a Veses of, the post can point out, either day 20 of the Chodesh, or 20 Haflaga. Vishinta Liyom Shloshim, and she began and switched it to a 30-day haflaga. Zevze Asurim, then both are Asur. Ukishiyagia Yom Esrim L'Riyas Shloshim Asura Mishum Vesas Harishon. And for the following Riyah, after the 30th, so then in such a case, you still have to be Choshesh for day 20, Mishum Vesas Harishon. Vimlo Tirebo, and if she doesn't see, then Choshesh Liyom Shloshim. Then you have to be Choshesh for the 30th day. Now, this Yisod, of course, is a very basic one, and in many ways, this introduces the halachos of Vestos and Akiras Vestos. And that is, we have a woman who has a Vestos of 20, she has a Vestos of 20 days, and then one time she sees 30 instead of 20. So what is the halacha? So number one, what she has to do is be choshesh for day 20. And number two is she has to be choshesh also for day 30. And the reason for that, of course, is that she has a vesas kavua of 20. And then you also have to be concerned about the interval of 30. We've touched on this before. And what we're going to focus a little bit more on is the conclusion in terms of the mechaber, in terms of Akiras HaVestos. If twice now she sees 30 day, both are asur. Shinta shalosh pamim liyom shloshim. If she switched three times to the 30th, huter yom esrim v'nesar yom shloshim. Then she's uprooted the vesta. In other words, if day 20 passes three times and she doesn't see, so then in such a case, the halacha is that she's uprooted her day 20, and now she has a vesas of 30. Let's just dramatize down on the board. If she continually sees 30 days, so then, in such a case, you no longer have a vesas of 20, you're going to have a vesas of 30. So far, so good? Clear to everybody here? And now we have an in-between case. And that is, that not that she's seen three full intervals of 30 days. However, she saw twice on 30, and then she saw on the 20th, Chazar Veses Shal Esrim L'Mekomo V'Hutar Shloshim. So, in a case in which she goes back and she starts seeing 20, so then once again, Chazar Veses Shal Esrim L'Mekomo, the Veses of 20 returns, and once again, we're Choshesh for the 20th and not the 30th. Now here, the Shach raises a interesting discussion in regards to the 30 and 20 case. So let's take a look, go through Keseder. The Shach Sifkatan Mem V'Ma'achar Sheshinta Chazar Veses She'apal Pi Sheshivesh Apal Pi Shesholosh Pa'amim Lo Rasa B'Yom Esrim even though there are three times that she didn't see on the 20th, lo nekar yom esrim, the 20th has not been uprooted, kivan shelo rasa yom shloshim. The Shach is responding to the case of the Mechaber, that you have a case in which she has seen two intervals of 30. What, in other words, one interval less that's necessary to uproot the 20. I said it in a very particular way. One haflaga that's away from what is necessary. And then the 20th day came. Okay? But she didn't see. So on the 20th day, there was no doubt. Now here's a fascinating question. Have been the vessels of 20 uprooted? On the one hand, day 20 has passed once, day 20 has passed twice. Intervals of 20 have passed three times. And she hasn't seen. Right?
Where's the three times thing?
What's that?
Where's the three times?
However you draw it out.
How would you draw it out?
I'd rather do that with you privately. Okay? That might depend on Rav and Shmuel.
Okay.
So, however, she's seen the necessary times in terms of passing 20. So says the Shach like this. Lo nekar yomra esrim. She still hasn't unfruited the 20th day, kivan shelo rasa yom shloshim, because she hasn't yet seen on the 30th day. So now the question becomes, do we consider yom shloshim as a veses kavua yet? Kivan shelo rasa yom shloshim, she'im isha midag leges veses echad pamayim v'shalosh pamim ve'ena roa meina tamlis man acher. So according to the Rosh, the only way you're going to have an Akiras HaVeses in this case is if she actually sees on the 30th. She now sees on the 30th. If she does, so then, and only at that period of time, is she going to have a Veses of 30th. But the fact that 20 passed and she didn't see, 20 passed and she didn't see, 20 passed and she didn't see, that's not going to be enough to be Oker the Vessels. However, the Shach quotes the Ma'adani Melech, disagrees. Ubi Ma'adani Melech Kosav, this is about four or five lines into the Shach. Da'atur sover delav dafke b'shelo rasa b'shelo shem ha'shlishi. Elisha adayin lo egia. Afilu hachi kol shechazra virasa leesrim chazra lekviyus harishon. The Madani Melech says as follows. Might have to correct the numbers for a second, but the numbers changes over. I'll change the numbers that we had on the board to be matim for the numbers of the Madani Melech. Madani Melech says as follows. Madani Melech says that at the end of the day, the moment in which she sees again on the 20th, so now we have a woman, we're talking about a case of a woman who had a veses of 30 days. And she passed, in the Madani Melech's case, she passed 30 twice. Okay? And then she sees on the 20th, so Chazra L'Kfiusa Harisham. She goes back to her original kviyus, ve'ena choshesh l'shoshim, and you don't have to be choshesh for the 30th. Ve'af al-pi shelo nekar adayin al-yidei shelo rasa bo, even though the 30th hasn't passed, on the board I put up in the opposite direction, that you were being oker the 20th. The Madani Melech is talking about a case where you're being oker the 30th. Vafilu afalpi shel nekar adayin al yidei shelo rasa ba, afilu hachi zeh sherasa be'esrim shu yom kviyus harishon machshiv lo la'akira shel shtei re'iyot deshloshim. In the case in which you've now seen again on the 20th, then automatically you go back to the Veses of 20. So let me put the Madani Melech case on the board. To keep things less confusing, let me just erase those previous numbers and give the Madani Melech case. We have a woman who saw had a Veses for 20. Okay? And then she switched. She did followed all of the halachas, and she switched during many months, let's say over 6 months. In a 6 month period of time, she switched to a Veses of 30. After she had a Veses of 30, then what happened was the 30th. Yeah, this switched to a Veses Sheina Kavua, Nachon. Veses Sheina Kavua, Nachon. Twice. 30, Nachon. Toda Rabba. And then she saw on the 20th. Then, in other words, an interval of 20. Then she saw another interval of 20. Excuse me. She doesn't need that. All she has is she sees an event, an interval of 20. Now, we have the following shaila. If she has another Veses, she hasn't passed yet the 30th. Do we consider the 30th as uprooted or not? That's our shaila. Do we consider the 30th uprooted or not? Says the Madani Melech, that as long as she sees immediately on the 20th, then that's going to be enough to be chozer l'kviyus harishon. Madani melechasav that tours over the lab daska b'shalo rasa b'shalosha hashlishi. She doesn't need to see. Ela shadayin lo agia afilu achi kol shechazra v'rasa le'esrim chazra l'kviyus harishon. She returns to kviyus harishon. Ve'ena choshesh l'shloshim, and in such a case, she doesn't need to be choshesh for shloshim. What was the case in the Mechaber? The case in the Mechaber was, as Michael points out correctly, v'im la'achar sheshinta pamo pamayim liyom shloshim. She had switched to 30 only one or two more times. So now, even though she hasn't passed the 30th, she goes back to the Veses of 20 days. The Chokmas Adam spells this out. Let's take a look. Just a second. Let me just show in the Chokmas Adam, and then we'll come back to your question. At the end of last week's booklet, we have the Chokmas Adam. Towards the top of the page, on page Shin Nun Ches. Let's start from Vidafka. Four lines in. Vidafka shlo shinta levesas acher. Avom shinta levesas acher, kfar nekar harishon legamri. If she changed to another veses, it's nekeres. Vim tachzer ol lirospo, hareu lo kitchilas veses, ki isha shemishanis vesta, levesas acher de be'inan gimel pam, lakiris veses harishon, lukvias hashem. Vim kein harishon nasa sheni vashen rishon lefichach. This is our case that we were discussing. Hayala veses kavua liros me esrim yom lasrim yom v'shinta v'lo rasa biyom esrim ela ad yom lamid adayin sricha lochush la'achar riyazu liyom esrim. So if she switched once to 30, you still have to be choshesh for the 20th. Uli yom lamid shemet yakar vesta v'tikva lamid v'lochush l'olam chashin afil pamachas. Chazra v'lo rasa biyom esrim. If she once again didn't see on the 20th, tzricha lochush liyom shloshim. You have to be concerned on the 30th. Vadayin tzricha lochush gam liyom esrim. And once again, you have to be chosh for the 20th. Achriyazu. V'gam liyom shloshim chazra v'lo rasa biyom esrim. Tzricha lochush liyom shloshim. Rasa biyom shloshim. If she sees on the 30th, hare kar kova vesta mishloshim l'shloshim. Now she's got vestas of 30. So if you have Veses of 30, then you don't have to be Choshesh for the 20th, even if you saw once. because now you have a 30th. Vim chazra v'ras achari yizu liyom esrim ena choshesh el pamachas kinevesh ena kavua. Aval im kodim sherasa gimel pamim biyom shloshim. But if prior to seeing on the 30th day the third time, then kodim sherasa gimel pamim biyom shloshim rasa biyom chav. That's exactly our case over here. She saw it on the 20th. So then in such a case, kfar chazar veses shel esrim mekomo. Then in such a case, the 20th goes back. Ve'ena tzricha lochosh liyom shloshim. And you don't have to be choshesh for yom shloshim. Why is this a chiddush? Why would there be some cholkim as the Shach seems to insinuate? Very simple. Because at the end of the day, we haven't uprooted the 30th in this instance. Because even though the 20th came back, but the 30th didn't pass. So since the 30th didn't pass, you might say you can't take into account the re'iyah of the 20th. Kamash melon kivan shelo rasa biyom shloshim rak beis pa'amim v'ach shav shintav rasa le'esrim yom harei kvar neger v'esezesh al shloshim. Then you've already uprooted the 30th, even though you haven't passed the 30th day. Yes, Michael.
Can you explain the difference between Rosh and Madan and Rosh to the extended extent? Seems to me, other than that, the Madan and Rosh seems to like dramatize it, that there could be 6 months in between. So the Chol Rosh would hold the same exact thing and not getting
the I think the Shach, I don't have time to be Marich right now, but I think the Shach assumed that the Rosh held that you had to pass the 30th in order to be Oker the 30th. Okay. Eina chanami. Yesh ladim. Yesh ladim. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think the Shach seems to understand that the mashmos of the Rosh is not that way. So, okay, so that's the Shach in Sifkaton Mem. We learned Chazar Vesa Shel Esrim L'Mekomo. Once she sees on the 20th, so then she goes back to a Veses of 20 days. Says the Shach, Utsricha Ot Shpamim LaAkro. Then you need another 3 times to be Oker. V'dafya Shelo Shinta LaVesacher. As a rule, anytime you have a Veses, you need to pass that Veses 3 times to be Oker. Avo Shinta LaVeses Acher. But once it's switched, let's say from 20 to 30, then the other one is gone. Vim taxer lirospo. So in our case, let's say you go from 20 to 30, and she now is in a vesis of 30. So then im taxer lirospo hareu kitchilas vesis deboinon shalosh pamim laakiras harishon. So this is the rule of thumb. Rav Willig Shlita last week pointed out that according to the reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha would be that a woman has to hold on to all of her vestos to remember her vestos. Why? Because a woman who had a vestos kavua and then uprooted her vestos kavua, if that vestos kavua comes back, she goes back to her full entire vestos. She goes back entirely to her vestos. However, I just want to point out, it was not the way that our great Rebbe dramatized, that she has to hold on to all of her calendars. All of the years. All she needs to do is write down what her Vesas Kavua were. And of course, you only have to remember the last Vesas Kavua of that particular Vesas. So you could have a woman who needs to remember what her Vesas HaChodesh was, that would be 20 days, and a woman who has to remember her Vesas HaFlaga, let's say, it would be 25 days. And if it, in the interim, if it ever comes back, so then in such a case, you have to be Choshesh. Vamevin Yavin with Willig at last week at the end was Mechadesh, that maybe there is room to be Mekel, but the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch as the Shach just described is not that way. So again, to crunch what we just saw in the summary of the Shach, a woman has a Vesas Kavua, always has to be Choshesh for that Vesas Kavua until it's been uprooted 3 times. We're going to discuss in more detail what it means to be uprooted 3 times. She needs to have it passed. She needs to have it passed 3 times. And once she has, you could forget about it. However, If the Re'iyah reappears at any particular time, so then in such a case, the Vesas could come back, and that means that you could have a Vesas come back 20 years later. So she needs to remember what her Vesas Kavu is. Finally, we have the Shach pointing out, you don't have to remember a previous Vesas except the last Vesas of that particular type. We have to add to the Shach. And that is, that if she had a Vesas Aflog of 20, and she switched to 30, all she has to remember right now is her Vesas of 30, and then if the 30 is going to come back, then you have to be Choshesh. However, if 20 comes back, that's fresh. You start the clock again, and you need three times to be Oker 30, however you're going to be Oker 30 with all the details there, and then you Choshesh for 20 years now.
In terms of reappearing, I'm finally starting to understand her.
Yes.
So if she has a Kavua of 30,
and then you have to.
That's
right. That's right. The Shach and the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch as well. That's the Pashup Shat. Comes along the Pischei Tshuva, and the Pischei Tshuva in Yud Gimel makes a fascinating Ha'ara from the Chavis Das. Let's take a look at Yud Gimel, and we're going to take a look also in the Chavis Das as well. If you don't mind that, Rebbe Avram, because we really stuck for time, I just want to, we'll finish this, and then Bli Neder, I'll take you. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkatim Gimel, Chazer Vesas Shel Esrim, Ayin Shach Sifkatim Mem, Umashma Midvarov, Dimrasa Beis Pa'amim Biyom Lamed. If she saw twice on the 30th, Vishinta lechaf, and then she switched to the 20. Batla haflagas lamid. So then, in such a case, haflagas lamid is batel. Umashma dafilu raasa od acharasara yamim achar riyas esrim batla haflagas lamid. Comes along with this chetuve and says something absolutely fascinating. This case. We said that a woman had a vesis of 20. She switched after 6 months. She switched to 30. Eino kavua. Then she saw on the 20. What did we say? We passed him from the Madani Melech. The Madani Melech says that she's now Chazra Le'esrim. Want to hear a Geshmak Akasha? What happens if she now sees Shalom? אז אנחנו נסיים בעוד 10 דקות. זה בסדר?
כן, כן.
אוקיי. בלי נדר. בלי נדר, right? אוקיי. So the... What happens if when the 30th comes, 30th Haflaga, she sees again? She saw on the 30th now. On the one hand, she went back to her Vesas Kavua of 20.
It's not going back.
On the other hand,
it's establishing.
What's that?
It's not going back, it would be establishing.
Or re-establishing would be the words, right?
Why? It was never established in the night so far.
What?
Isn't the case where she started from scratch?
No, but she didn't establish a 30.
She didn't establish 30, so she's re-establishing.
It's not re-establishing anything yet. She was stopped by 30.
So, I still think that I think the appropriate word to reestablish. She'll explain to me why afterwards. She's reestablished. She reestablishes the 20th, but now she sees on the 30th. So how do you look at that? Let's see. Umashmu, just a second. Dimrasa beis pam biyom lamid v'shintel asrim batla flagas lamid umashma da filu rasa od acharasariyam acharias esrim. But la flog Islam is we entirely ignore the 30th. Kivan Shiva flog ashlishis hayafsaka. So what happens if not only did she see once on the 30th, she saw twice on the 30th? So let's just expand this. She didn't just see one time 30. She saw twice 30. So next time she's prone to be even being Koveya Vesas for 30. Says the Chavis Das, in such a case, it could very well be that when she saw on the 20th, that's not enough to remove the chash of the 30th. may have to be choshesh also that now she has a veses kavua for 30 as well. Take a look at the Chavis Das. We'll see it inside. Chavis Das is on Os Yud Ches Ayin Shach Tzivkatan Mem Omnom in Dibar Maskel Omnom Be'emes Omnom Be'emes Dvarav Timuim Dimashma V'dvarav Dimras Abeis Pam B'yom La'amid V'shint Al-Khaf Bot La'aflog Islamid. You ignore the 30th. Umashma Da'afilu Rasa Od Achar Sam Yom Achari Eschaf Yom Bot La'aflog Islamid Kivan Sheba Aflog Ashlish Is Hayafsaka. Because on the 3rd there was a break with the 20th. And then he quotes the Gemara, which is the first thing that I photocopied for you today, which will be the only thing that we'll be able to look at today. The Gemara has a very, very I really want to introduce you to this Gemara, so it's great to introduce it to you through the Chavis Das. The Gemara concludes the 4th Perek with a very interesting case. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kigon, we have a case, the Chazoi Reish Yarcha, the Reish Yarcha, Ve'esrin chamshim biyarcha v'reish yarcha. If a woman sees on Rosh Chodesh, then the 25th of the next month, and then on Rosh Chodesh as well. Says Rabbi Yochanan, damrinan d'mei yisera hu da'atos v'ba. Rabbi Yochanan says she has a veses of Rosh Chodesh. And the 25th is just that she had extra dam. Their vessels is really the Rosh Chodesh. Now, where do you draw the line? We're not going to be able to get involved with this because it's if you're choshesh for this, then if you take it out of self, then you'll never stop being choshesh that there's Tosefes dam. Before long, the day that she sees is not the day of her vessels. It's really a day later on, and this is Tosefes dam. So this, Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is extremely complicated. However, first of all, we should know it. We should know that there's such a sheet out there. That the third time, we will often say that the re'iyah immediately preceding it is Tosefes Dam. In Kainim Dvarim says the Shach, in this case, you have to be Choshesh, that day 20 is Tosefes Dam. And therefore, the halacha might be that she's also has a veses for 30. Now, does the Shach go so far as to say that she doesn't have a veses for 20, especially if we're talking about a case which Michael and I were discussing, whether we're talking about that she's recreating a veses of 20 or we're starting a case of creating a new 20, it might depend, or no, the Talmidim will say no, that even in the case of reinstating a 20, in such a case, with the Chavis Das say, because of this Shasha, this Gemara, you ignore the fact that you were potentially reinstating the 20 and 30. That's an interesting question, but at the end of the day, the Chavis Das is Choshesh for the 30th as well, and therefore, L'chol HaPachos, according to the Chavis Das, one would have to not only say that she has a Vesas of 20 if she saw on the 20th, you would most definitely have to be Choshesh for the 30th. Of that month. Nidmeli, that this was the Hagdil Toru Ladira, this last point of the Chavis Das, that the Minigo Olam, I don't think is to be Choshesh for the Shita. There's nothing found in Shulchan Aruch for this. Rabbi Yochanan himself, Ein Ma Elamasha Bechidusho, that we only follow where the poskim spell out to be Machmir within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. If we're going to begin to start extending Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Ladover Sof, then you'll always have to be choshesh as something Tosefes Damim. But it is a fascinating shita of the Chavis Das that's important for us to keep in mind. Okay. So let's try. Yes? Go ahead.
The Shach holds that even if she wasn't up at the 20 before, she stopped. The 30 stopped as soon as she's 20, right?
Again, I'm sorry. Just say it.
The Shach disagreed with the Madan and Mela.
That correct. He says.
you don't even the best before the 20, the beginning. Just if there's an interruption of 20 after 2:30. So even if he saw 30 afterwards,
according to Madani Melech, it doesn't matter. Correct. According to Madani Melech, it doesn't matter.
According to everybody, that was no kavua before.
Jesus, 30 kavua.
That's what you guys are saying.
No,
yeah.
It's not. If there was nothing beforehand.
Well, let's leave it, Michael. You're asking good. You're not asking bad. Go ahead.
It's a vesa kavua. Right?
For according to the Chavis Das, you have to be choshes vesa kavua.
Treat both.
Rebbe Brum. Yeah.
Isn't this the last line of the Torah?
I don't think so.
Oh,
that's Ross al Sof Esrim. So Chav Vesa Shal Esrim Mekoma Vuhuter Shloshim. So you're saying the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is like what the Badanei Melech had said, right?
Yeah.
That's similar to what Michael had asked. Why did the Shach assume that there would be Cholkin? That's Michael's question, who had asked previously. Eina Chanami, it's a nice kasha. All right, we'll talk about the Beis Medrash Beis Yerushalayim at 5:30. Let me just try to get in the words of the Heilig Mechaber Tezvav. Let's get another Akiras Vesas in. Says the Mechaber, Shinta Riyaseh Velo Hishva Osam. If a woman changes her Riyah, and it's not equal, Kigon. Now, Rabosai, we're not going to get to finish this halacha today, but let's at least map out this halacha. It's a little bit, the two halachas are directly connected. So let's put them together. We are talking now about this case. She has a vestus of 20. She has a vestus of 20. And now something has begun to change. Now, it's not clear if you look at Tezvav in a vacuum, but Tezvav is a continuation of Yudalit, okay? Shintari Yosef lo Hishvosa. Now she changed her Re'ios, and now they're not consistent. Kigon. Shishinta pam achas liyom shoshim, vasheni lamibes, vashishi lamidalit, nekar vesas harishon, ve'ein lo vesas klav. So if now she sees an interval of 30, 32, and 34, so then in such a case, we would say that she's been oker the vesas of 20. What's the nuance over here? She's been oker the vesas of 20 because 20 passed three times. It's a very, very important point. Everybody follow that? The way in which the punchline of today, on the most basic level, is the way in which you're oker of SS, is you pass that day and then you're oker. Vamevin Yavin, that's part of what the Chiddush of the Madani Melech is, that she didn't pass the 30th in that case. Just going back to the previous case. So in general, that's how you're oker. You're oker by passing the 20th. That's what happened. On the other hand, of course, this is Dilug. So this 30, 32, 34. 30, 32, 34 of a Dilug is not enough to create a Veses, according at least to Shmuel. So the Shach next week is going to tell us what about Rav. Okay? Ve'lo Ves Klav. Vim Chazra Liros B'yom HaVeses HaRishon. So now, if she goes back after a Dilug of 30, 32, 34, and then she has a smaller Dilug of 20, so then, in such a case, then chazu kviyas harishon, you go back to the kviyas harishon, v'chasheshes lo tamid, and you choshish now for 20, atchiyakim menu shalosh pamim, v'wadin la'sika miliros shalosh onas. The same thing is if she just stops seeing. V'acha kachazra liros b'yom aves harishon, so then in such a case, you'd be oker the vesas. Since we cannot be ma'ayin in the poskim, on the Shulchan Aruch, let's use this opportunity just to summarize the Shulchan Aruch himself. It says in the Chaber Sif Tezayin, Kayotze Bozet, similarly, Din Akiras Vesas Rosh Echadoshim, the same will apply to Rosh Echadoshim. Ketzat, Haitzer Regila Leros Per Rosh Echadoshim, she generally saw in Rosh Chodesh, Va'ovar Aleh Rosh Chodesh Velo Rasa, Choshesh Rosh Chodesh, and she Ovar Aleh Shlosha Rosh Echadoshim. She needs to have three Rosh Echadoshim pass. Again, the emphasis of having the day of the Beses pass three times. So just like in Sif Tezvav, when it came to Afloga, you need Afloga of 20 to pass three times, and then it's not Keres. So too over here, you need Rosh Echadoshim three times to pass to be Nekeres. Avro Lash Shosh Rosh Echadoshim Lo Rosa, Eina Choshesh Eslem, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chazar Avesas Limikoma. But once you see again, and like some of the Talmidim, we're already taken aback, and it could be that even Chassanim were not taught this, I think this is something that goes under the radar. We have to have that conversation about what to teach Chassanim. The Halacha Mefureshes and Shulchan Aruch is sometimes forgotten to teach Chassanim, that if there is, it's not so common to have Veses Kavua, but once there is a Veses Kavua, then you have to keep in that Veses Kavua, according to the simple Pshat of Shulchan Aruch, taken into account, La'olam Va'ed. And we just saw in Shulchan Aruch, Tez Vav and Tez Zayin, just seeing the three times pass of either 20 or the Rosh Chodesh. Beis Hashem will continue with the Poskim on these halachos next week, Monday. I'll be in the Beis Medrash because we didn't take as much questions. Beis Hashem at 5:30.